USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
A day of history and hope, of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge.
Biden was sworn into office Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The Senate has confirmed Avril Haines as intelligence director, giving President Joe Biden the first official member of his cabinet. Haines was previously deputy director of the CIA and deputy national security advisor. Just hours into his presidency, Joe Biden signs a string of executive actions reversing key Trump administration policies, reversing a ban on travel from terrorist nations, rejoining the very expensive Paris Accord, launching a national mask mandate, rejoining the World Health Organization, stopping the southern border wall, and revoking the Keystone Oil Pipeline approval. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Let's get a coronavirus update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden's call for unity fell on deaf ears in Portland, Oregon. Eight were arrested as Antifa violence continues. Their message, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A part of the amazing quarterback class of 2004 in the National Football League, former North Carolina State, Chargers, and Colts quarterback Philip Rivers is retiring from football.
Whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here in Indy playing of the year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on the sideline somewhere, or I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the Bobcat, coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. Whatever God's will is what I want to have, and I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I keep going, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
Philip announced his retirement Wednesday. Rivers, who wore number 17 throughout his 17 seasons, played in 244 regular season games. That streak is second longest ever by an NFL quarterback, right behind Brett Favre's 297. Vice President Mike Pence is back at home. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former vice president reflecting upon leaving office.
Having spent time with Americans in virtually every state in the union, I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.